Okay, at this time, I will call to order the special call meeting for Coburn Town Council on Monday, June 15, 2026. Mrs. Sharp, you'll do a roll call vote.
Carla Collins.
Here.
Rosemary Holbrook.
Here.
Devante Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we have every council member present. I'll ask Mr. Steele to lead us in an invocation, and we'll remain standing for the pledge.
Heavenly Father God, we thank you for another day of life and health and strength, and we thank you that you watch over us and protect us from all evil and harm. Even when we think that you're not around, you're always around, and your hand is upon us, and we thank you for that. We pray that you'd give us guidance and wisdom tonight as we go through these meetings that we're having now, and you would help us to make the right decisions. I pray your peace would be upon this place, on our hearts, our minds. And I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, yeah. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And he's got one folded up there.
He's probably got several in here.
Yes, he does.
All right, the next item on the agenda is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested people are welcome to come forth, state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name, your physical address, and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do you have anyone for public expression? Okay, seeing no one, I will close public expression, and the next item is the approval of the agenda, which can be amended by a majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Okay, can I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda as been presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. We have an agenda. The only item on the agenda tonight is new business A, the Town of Coburn Fiscal Year 2026-2027 budget, which was advertised last week at the public hearing. Do we have any questions?
So I will take that the budget that I'm looking at is exactly what we went over during our budget meetings. This is what has been advertised. Nothing has been changed. It is all exactly the same. No pay raises that we didn't approve. No adjustments that we didn't approve. All things is as presented to us.
Well, Mr. Williams is not here to answer that question. I would imagine he's the one that prepared this, is that correct, Mrs. Sharp?
It is, and I am unaware of any changes myself.
Okay. All right, any other questions in regards to the budget? Okay, do we have a motion to approve the fiscal year 2026-2027 budget?
I will make a motion to accept the Town of Coburn's 26-27 budget as presented.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the Town of Coburn Fiscal Year 2026-2027 budget. Is there any discussion? Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Rosemary Holbrook.
Aye.
Devante Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Any other thing related to the budget?
Yes, the Town of Coburn 2627 personnel document. I will make a motion to accept it as presented with the salary increase for January of 7.67% as is presented to us at this time.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to adopt the Town of Coburn Fiscal Year 2026-2027 personnel document as presented to us, highlighting that it does include a 7.67% salary increase effective January the 1st, 2027. Any discussion? Okay, Mrs. Sharp, you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Rosemary Holbrook.
Aye.
Devontae Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Yeah, aye.
All right. Motion carries. Anything else related to the budget?
Good.
Okay, the next item is closed session. Is there a reason to go into closed session? Okay, hearing none, the last item is comments and concerns from council. Mr. Collins?
I noticed a lot of places that the highway department needs to cut the, you know, same thing, like up here on the,
going up to the school is awful.
Well, going up over the, where the town shop is, across the hill there, you know, where Jack used to live, where Jack Jones, up his house, so you know, it's about got, I say like a fourth, not hardly a fourth, but I say eighth of the road, it's hanging out eighth of, in the road.
So you need to contact it.
Yeah, we'll ask Mr. Livingston.
And over there at Sturgill Funeral Home, it's, you know, they've got it up for sale, the realtor, you know. It's where Mr. Hall used to live, you remember?
Oh, yeah.
George
P.
Yeah, George, yeah. It's,
his grass is,
no, it's not been mowed in a couple of years.
Who owned that?
I'm not sure.
I know a realtor has got it up for sale right now.
Okay, so these two items we will let Mr. Livingston know about.
They sold? Okay.
And that's on Prospect?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just getting
into it. All right. Ms. Holbrook, any comments?
No comments other than I really appreciate everybody's hard work on this budget.
Me too.
Mr. Steele?
Same. For me, because I'm not a budget person. I have to rely on people like that to look at it. I'm just a day-to-day person.
Mrs. Steele?
I appreciate everybody, all their hard work that's done, and behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, wherever they're at, and all the hard work I know that goes into presenting a budget to have it completed. And I'm glad we've got one and that we will maintain that budget.
Okay, and I do not have any comments other than kudos to everybody for their work on the budget. I feel like it's a very good budget and will be effective for the town.
I do have one question, and it's probably already been mentioned, and I missed it. This increase, is that including the, help me out, pay raise.
Part-time?
No. January the 1st, yes. 2027.
State or increase
yes.
or whatever.
Yes.
State raise.
Is that included in this?
So that'll cover the minimum wage.
Minimum, yes. Thank you.
Minimum wage will be covered by that increase.
But it's actually higher.
It's a lot higher than the actual increase itself.
Okay.
Yep. Any other questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, I move that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.